4. Problems of Space Travel. Olive Burt. Before men travelled in space, no one was quite sure of the dangers that might be met there. Therefore, animals were sent up first, and among these were small monkeys. In her book, Space Monkey, 1961, Olive Burt tells the life history of one of these little animals, the first to go up into space on the front of a rocket. This monkey was known by the name Miss Baker, and she became very famous as the result of her space journey. In this part of the book, the author is discussing the problems of breathing in space. Today we are not content with flying through the air, even at jet speeds of more than 400 miles an hour. We want to go further and faster. We want to sail through outer space. We want to land on the moon. We know that we can do these things, but first we must solve many problems, and men are hard at work on them. You will probably, in your lifetime, read about men doing these things. Perhaps some man you know, or even you yourself, will be the lucky person to travel in a rocket to the moon. One of the problems is the way people are made. We have lungs that are meant only to breathe air. That does not bother us as long as we stay where there is air to breathe. But if we put our heads under water, we have trouble, because we cannot breathe water. We have to hold our breath, or else use something which brings us air from above the water's surface. Air, or what is called the atmosphere, surrounds the whole earth. It is made up of a number of gases. The element in the air which is most important to us is oxygen. As you have probably learnt, we breathe this oxygen into our lungs. There it is taken by the blood and carried to all parts of our bodies. It is absolutely necessary for us to have sufficient oxygen if we are to go on living. The atmosphere rises above us to a height of approximately 100 miles. Such a thick blanket of air has a good deal of weight. At sea level, for example, the air presses upon us with a weight of about 15 pounds to the square inch. If you hold out your hand and try to feel this weight, you will be disappointed. You cannot feel it, because it presses with the same weight from all directions. If it only pressed downwards, you would feel it. But since it presses upwards too, and from all sides, these pressures are equalized. The atmosphere has not the same density all the way up. The particles of the gases are much closer together at the bottom, near the earth, than they are high up. At sea level, the air is denser than on a high mountain. If you climb a mountain, you notice this. You have to breathe faster and deeper to get enough oxygen into your lungs. Your heart pumps faster too, in order to get enough oxygen to the various parts of your body. When you take off in an aeroplane, you often have an unpleasant feeling in your ears. This is because, as you rise, the pressure of the air outside your head becomes less than that inside. The latter is due to the air which you have brought up with you.